local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It's 5:10, hour number two starts now. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and your interaction each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 49 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. The text line is always open, 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-2626-1620. 111. Wasn't a slow first hour on the roads. I wouldn't say terribly busy either, but we do have some slowdowns out there that we'll get to here in just a couple of minutes from right now. We will start with our top three stories, of course. And number one, the Prime Minister of Israel says his country will continue fighting after his country's ceasefire deal with Hamas ends. Benjamin Netanyahu calls the release of dozens of hostages by Hamas a great achievement, but adds that his answer is an unequivocal yes if Israel will return to fighting. Now, the truce deal between Israel and Hamas is set to expire today after being extended 2 days. And 10 Israeli hostages were released this evening, just hours before the truce is set to expire. 30 Palestinian prisoners were exchanged in that. Among those released, an American-Israeli dual national. Officials say about 145 people remain hostages. There have been talks about a further extension of the deal. I believe Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed over there now to see what he can do. Also, a vote to expel George Santos from Congress is expected to take place tomorrow. House Democrats are urging Republicans to vote in favor of removing him, saying he's a serial fraudster. House Speaker Mike Johnson has reservations, though.
I personally have real reservations about doing this. I'm concerned about a precedent that may be set for that. So everybody's working through that, and we'll see how they vote.
Yeah, so earlier this month, the House Ethics Committee released a report finding Santos violated federal criminal laws by misusing campaign funds. And finally, here in local news, text messages from Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Ragosh are revealing a plan in 2021 to redistrict Perdido and reveal a possible violation of Florida Sunshine Laws. According to the PNJ, on October 1st of 2021, Bergosh sent two text messages to David Baer, CEO of the Lewis Baer Company. One at 7:49 in the morning reads, quote, "It would really be helpful if you could speak with Lumen about that. Of course, don't tell me what he says, LOL. Another text a minute later says, quote, "And if you could speak with Steven, that would be greatly appreciated, but absolutely don't tell me what he says, LOL. Bergosh then sent an image showing his proposal for District 1, showing Perdido Key and Inner Rarity included. According to First Amendment attorney Jennifer Mansfield, an elected official cannot circumvent the Sunshine Law by using an intermediary to communicate to other members of the same board. So that's coming out today with a report from the PNJ. Those are our top three stories today. A little shy of 5:15. We'll get rolling here with our traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, there's a lot to get into here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. So a lot going on in Pensacola and the surrounding areas here, on the roads at least. If you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, that's been giving us some issues. It was in the last hour, and it still is currently. If you're in that area, expect some congestion there. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Burgess Road, that is developing some backups. And the same can be said about the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road, so look out there as well. If you are on Pine Forest Road, between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling northbound, southbound, it don't matter bound, you're dealing with a lot. That has been giving us trouble all evening so far. And on Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis, that's causing issues as well. On North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10, that's going to give you some issues as well. Lastly, a couple big ones here in Santa Rosa County on Caroline Street in the Pace Milton areas. Near Avalon Boulevard, if you're traveling eastbound trying to get onto Caroline Street to head towards downtown Milton in that general direction. There's some backups there. And if you're trying to get into downtown Milton from Caroline Street westbound, trying to come over Blackwater River, that is still heavily congested at the moment.
Thank you, Austin. The company that sponsored that, who was that again?
Anderson Subaru.
Okay, Subaru.
Yes.
Subaru.
Yeah.
Say Subaru.
Subaru. Anderson All right. Subaru.
All right. You went with the Subaru the first time, so I had to verify that you knew how to say Subaru.
Yes, I know how to say Subaru. Right. Now, I may have kind of like dragged it out towards the end because it ends with your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I said it like that.
Yeah, that's how you said it. So I was like, wait, does this guy know how to say Subaru?
Yeah, I dragged it out at the end there.
All right. Very
because
good.
I'm like, I've got a lot to read.
All right, I gotcha.
Chilly weather overnight, but not as cold, with an overnight low in the low 40s or near 40 degrees. We'll see clear skies tonight, and as we head through the day Thursday, a little warmer with highs in the mid-60s, sun and clouds. It continues to warm as we head into Friday and the weekend, but there's a pretty good chance for rain. So we'll start to look for rain late Thursday night, and the rain chance continues Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strum with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
My wife can say wind, and she can say mill, but she cannot say windmill.
Does she not put the D in there? Does she just say windmill?
No, it's windmeal.
Ooh, meal.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so. that's kind of weird.
Yeah. 516 right now. It is 54 degrees, and overnight low tonight's going to be 44. 67 tomorrow with partly sunny skies. Rain moving into the picture overnight Thursday and pretty much Friday and through the weekend as well. All right, taking a look at some more local headlines today. The city of Pensacola says it is likely that additional bodies are buried at Miraflores Park, which would confirm the presence of a historic African-American cemetery there.
I think between the archival research we've done and now getting to do this ground-penetrating radar survey, we have mounting evidence for this.
And that is Adrienne Walker with the UWF Historic Trust. You may recall back in 2021, a group of Boy Scouts found skeletal remains inside of a crawl space at the old Boy Scouts building. And the remains were found to belong to a man and woman in their 30s or 40s. The site of the park was likely used as a cemetery in the mid-1880s. This week, the city of Pensacola started a full ground-penetrating radar study, which was funded by a $22,000 grant from the National Park Service. Also, after sustaining damage during Hurricane Sally over 3 years ago, repair work is set to begin on the Casino Beach Fishing Pier on Pensacola Beach. County leaders say the work is expected to be completed by May, but the pier will be closed during construction. Construction to the pier includes repairs to timber railing and blowout deck panels and replacing lighting, the waterline, and entrance gate. Crews will also be installing viewing scopes, cameras, and benches too, estimated at $4.2 million when everything is all said and done. Finally, a group of volunteer medical professionals will be providing free dental, vision, and medical care to people in need in Milton on this weekend. The effort is through the National Remote Area Medical Nonprofit Organization. It's something they've done for the last 35 years, providing free services at pop-up clinics all over the country. So this will be Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 6 a.m. each day, and they'll work on patients on a first-come, first-served basis, by the way, at Milton High School. Medical services can range from general physicals to pap smears for women. Eye exams are provided, and glasses can be made on-site depending on the prescription. If prescriptions aren't available on the day of, they will be made and shipped to patients in about a month. Anybody wanting to camp out early can do so at Milton High School's parking lot starting at midnight on Friday night. So definitely a cool opportunity there and needed for a lot of people in this area, so take advantage of that if you can. 520 right now, we will take a break. State and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever pray for spiritual and mental strength? Paul's prayer for the Ephesian believers was a prayer to strengthen their inner man. Let's pray his prayer right now and ask God to strengthen us in the same way. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, according to the riches of your glory, please allow us to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend what is the breadth and length and depth and height height and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Father, thank you in advance for how you will strengthen our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked with Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody about scams and ways people take advantage of you, ways you might not have even realized that they're trying to do this, and also the work that her office is doing to get a grip on the bad behavior by social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram when it comes to our kids. Also talked to Sheriff Chip Simmons extensively about ShotSpotter and some of the recent crimes that have taken place in the community, and the hubbub over school books in Santa Rosa County. All that's on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Marcus Point Baptist Church invites you to a Christmas celebration for the whole family. The spirit of Christmas has been a Pensacola tradition over the past 30 years. This year, our special guest will be Joe Kennedy, the praying coach. While we're celebrating, your kids will have a blast with our kids' ministry, plus a free meal for the whole family. It's all happening December 10th at 10 a.m. at any of our three campuses in Pensacola, Beulah, and North Pace. For more information, visit PensacolaChurch.org.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Fox News Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Once a year, my friend puts on a red suit and hangs around.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit before 525 here, but I know we've got a lot to cover on the road, so we're going to go ahead and get that and the weather out of the way. If you are traveling northbound on North Davis Highway, if you just got past Creighton Road and are perhaps trying to get onto I-10, expect some congestion there. We've been dealing with that for a bit. And the same can be said about Pine Forest Road. That is very severe backups at the moment. Traveling both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, both of those are giving us some severe issues at the moment. And on Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, and on Burgess Road itself near the intersection with North Palafox Street, those areas giving us problems at the moment. Also, those are some of the big hitters at the intersection of Brent Lane and Michigan Avenue, where those streets meet with North Palafox. That's giving us issues as well. And lastly, in Santa Rosa County, if you're coming off of Avalon Boulevard, traveling westbound eastbound. On Caroline Street, or westbound on Caroline Street, trying to get into downtown Milton, coming over Blackwater River, those spots are giving us a lot of congestion.
All right. Taking a look at the weather forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Overnight skies will be clear, and it will be chilly, but not quite as cold. Low temperatures pretty close to 40 degrees. Thursday, some sun and clouds with a high of around 65. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we've got rain in the forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, rain and a bit warmer temperatures. So if you like the crisp weather like I do, enjoy this one here tonight because I'm not sure when it's coming back. 44 degrees, the overnight low tomorrow, 67, the high tomorrow. The overnight low tonight, 67 is the high tomorrow. Thursday night, rain in the forecast with a low of 59 degrees. Taking a look at some of our state headlines today, NOAA says that the 2023 Atlantic hurricane season, which ends tomorrow, thankfully, is finishing up as an above normal season. The 20 named storms rank as the fourth highest since 1950. Seven storms were hurricanes, three were Cat 3 or higher. And one of those was Hurricane Idalia, which turned out to be the only U.S. hurricane to make landfall and, of course, hit the Big Bend region.
And Central Florida lawmakers are trying to give more control back to Walt Disney World. The proposed legislation approved by Orange County's legislative delegation would reverse the state's actions last year that revoked Disney's governing powers over the former Reedy Creek Improvement District. It would also prevent the current oversight board from making any changes to the district until the measure is in effect. Given the Republican supermajority, it is not likely to pass.
Yeah, also in South Florida, a big bust today of an unlicensed assisted living facility. Dozens of elderly, mentally and physically disabled people have been living at this house.
So you're looking at 30 individuals that are living inside a home where, of course, it's not certified by the state. It doesn't have a license to be an adult living facility. It's not meeting the proper protocols and procedures.
And so police say that the staffers were not medically trained, nor do they have proper certifications.
And Florida's only snow park is getting ready for its fourth season. Snowcat Ridge is planning to reopen in Dade City this weekend with new attractions. The park will include a 60-foot slide, a tubing hill, an ice skating rink, as well as new holiday-themed play areas.
I've not done any research on this as far as how much it costs to operate this thing, if it's something that could be self-sufficient with the number of people that show up for however long this is open. I would like to think that our area could have some sort of manufactured winter snow park around here. I think the temperatures, especially like in a week like this, where, you know, Monday through Thursday, maybe it's open for a limited hours during the late afternoon to nighttime. You know, where it gets down into the 40s and the 30s. Of course, you got the man-made snow. You could have some tubing. You could have a little ice rink out there. I know we've got a couple, at least one, where public skating is at the Bay Center. PCC has the Sports Center. They have an ice rink there as well. But, I think that that would be really cool. And maybe I could talk to the mayor about putting it up next to the pickleball courts down by down on the port.
Yeah,
so get a little winter activities there. Maybe we could introduce people, our youth, to curling or some of those Winter Olympic sports that maybe have not been possible before.
Perhaps.
I like that. Taking a look at some national headlines, an investigation is continuing after an explosion at an Ohio auto shop killed three people. The explosion happened at Jimbo's auto shop near Cincinnati, and it was so large that flames and smoke could be seen from miles away. Highland County officials say three people were killed and one was injured.
And at least one death is reported after a U.S. military Osprey aircraft crashed into the sea off the coast of western Japan. Earlier reports indicated that eight crew members were on board, but the Coast Guard has now lowered that to six. Witnesses say that the aircraft's left engine appeared to be on fire as it went down today.
Also, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is sounding the alarm on the rise in anti-Semitism following Hamas's attack on Israel.
When we see protesters at Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade compare the genocide of the Holocaust equivalently to the Israeli army's action to defeat Hamas in self-defense of their people, we are shocked.
Schumer says some of the most extreme rhetoric against Israel is emboldening anti-Semites who are attacking people just because they are Jewish. He said many pro-Palestinian groups marching in the U.S. do not have evil intent, but use alarming messaging that concerns the Jewish community. Also, House Republicans say several committees will interview Biden family members as part of an impeachment inquiry. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says he welcomes Hunter Biden to testify publicly at a future date. 5:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up, followed by Your Money Now Brought to you, of course, by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
John Saucier. President Biden getting a tour of CS Winds in Pueblo, Colorado, the largest wind tower manufacturer of the world, has some thoughts on what he calls Bidenomics.
We're investing in America. We're investing in Americans. And it's working.
Well, the president recently got a letter signed by thousands of auto dealerships asking him to slow down a green push as sales of electric vehicles have slowed down despite government subsidies. The families of hostages currently being held by Hamas partaking in a hearing with members of the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee. South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson assured them they're working to help free their loved ones.
We are united in our mission to free all hostages from captivity by the Hamas puppets of the regime in Tehran. Your presence here today sends a strong message of unity and unbreakable spirits.
The Israeli military says 10 Israelis, 4 Thais have been released by Hamas, the latest swap for Palestinian prisoners. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The union had hinted at this effort previously, and today the United Auto Workers formally launched one of the largest organizing drives in its history. Campaigns at 13 automakers in an effort to leverage record gains from its recent labor deals in Detroit. The UAW plans to target nearly 150,000 more workers at U.S. factories owned by large foreign automakers, including Toyota and Volkswagen, plus newer electric vehicle makers such as Tesla and Rivian. The union today detailed the scope of the effort for the first time. Salesforce is out with fiscal third quarter results. Profit of $2.11 a share, topping expectations. Revenue, $8.72 billion, right in line with estimates, and up 11% year over year. Shares of Salesforce are up nearly 7% in extended trading. Stocks finished the regular Wednesday session close to where they began it. The S&P 500 slipped 4 points, while the Dow Industrials edged up 13. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. AlphaStar Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit AlphaStarWealth.com or call 850-437-3127. AlphaStar Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gale with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Northern Tools. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com. We're made for this. 79 days ago, Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles. Today, the Jets opened his 21-day practice window. If Aaron isn't added to the active roster 3 weeks from now, his season is officially over. Even though it's inconceivable that he reached this point so soon, there's 0 point to play in this season. Putting Rodgers on the field behind this awful line and a team that won't make the playoffs would be foolish. I'm Zach Gale.
Do you have a game plan for COVID-19? Prescription oral treatments must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms, even if mild. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Visit treatcovid19.com, sponsored by Pfizer.
This holiday, the Home Depot is helping you get gifts that keep on giving by making sure they keep on going. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from Ryobi, Milwaukee, Rigid, DeWalt, or Makita, you get an eligible tool for free. Just pick a brand, pick a battery kit, and get a tool free. Give the gift of more doing this holiday with the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid at participating stores and online. One per transaction. Discount taken at checkout. Full eligible tool list in-store and online. Valid October 23rd, 2023 through January 28th, 2024.
Fill your game day cooler with the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, real brewed tea with a 5% kick of alcohol. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
It's a Fox News Radio special event. DeSantis versus Newsom. Live on Fox News Radio this Thursday. Sean Hannity will present an exclusive 90-minute debate between Florida Governor and GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis and California Governor Gavin Newsom. Focusing on the major issues impacting our country. The economy, the border, immigration, crime. Hannity will highlight them all starting at 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox News, Fox News Radio, and
News Radio 92.3 from 8 till 10 p.m.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, a little bit past 5:35 here. We're going to get another check on the roads and weather. There has been, unfortunately, a lot to cover tonight, and that really hasn't changed. At the intersection of Brent Lane and North Palafox Street, we're still dealing with a little bit of congestion there. And if you travel up north a bit, at the intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street, that intersection is congested heavily as well. If you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway, towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, we're still seeing some backups there. Hopefully shouldn't hold us up too much longer. And on Pine Forest Road, that's been the talk of the town, I'd say, tonight. It is heavily congested going both north and south between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road. As for Santa Rosa County, we're still seeing some congestion where Avalon Boulevard meets Caroline Street. And if you go further down Caroline and try to travel westbound over Blackwater River coming into downtown Milton, while the congestion has died down a good bit, it is still alive and well.
Thank you very much, sir. Taking a look at the forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Overnight skies will be clear and it will be chilly, but not quite as cold. Low temperatures pretty close to 40 degrees. Thursday, some sun and clouds with a high of around 65. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we've got rain in the forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now 54 degrees, 44 is going to be the low tonight. Partly sunny for your Thursday and a high of 67 degrees. 5:38 right now, taking a look at what's happening around the world of sports tonight. So the NBA, you got the in-season tournament that everybody is just on pins and needles watching every second of. But they have the knockout rounds set now. It's a tournament that is happening during the regular season. They're taking their games on Tuesday and Friday to play in the different groups here. It's a way to drum up interest in the season before the real NBA season starts, which is Christmas Day. So that's kind of the backstory here. So in the Western Conference, you got the Lakers, Kings, Pelicans all winning their groups, and the Suns are the wild card team, so those four advance. And in the Eastern Conference, the Bucks, Pacers, and Celtics are the group winners, and the Knicks getting the wild card spot. So there you go. NFL news. Aaron Rodgers continues to show signs that he plans to play this year, which is just remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Jets today opening the 21-day practice window. He was seen out on the practice field with the helmet on, kind of jogging around. I wouldn't say sprinting yet. But he's doing football things. He's cleared for football activities, not contact. So what this means is that the Jets now have 21 days to activate him to the roster, or he would not play. So I tend to lean toward he's not going to play today or this year. I just think that the Jets are going to – I don't know who they play upcoming, but I'm sure that they're probably going to just fall further and further away from playoff contention. And then, you know, late December is going to come around and they're going to be like, hey, you know, let's be smart about this and let's just go all in for 2024.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen there. College football news today. Of course, we had the updated college football playoff standings coming out last night. No big surprises there. And, you know, I remember the old days where this was a time where, you know, maybe recruiting would kind of generate a lot of buzz. You have the National Signing Day in January or February, whenever it is. But nowadays, it seems like the transfer portal is the big thing because players in this kind of era of college football and NIL, they'll play a couple seasons somewhere, they'll get really good, and then they'll say, okay, where can I get the most money and get the best opportunity for whatever remaining years I have? So one of those players is Duke quarterback Riley Leonard, who has certainly gone to the top of the heap when it comes to transfer options at the quarterback position. He played in just 7 games this season. Last year, he was like all conference, and he was, you know, really, really good. So a lot of people are saying that this is Notre Dame that he's going to. I don't know. Who knows? But Riley Leonard now in the transfer portal, and I would imagine that there's going to be a lot more that come after that.
Oh,
but,
for sure.
I think the transfer portal officially, quote, opens, like, what, next week, I think, is when it opens. But I think you're seeing people that are, you know, already kind of making their announcements known of where they're going to go play.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on there. 541 here at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at some health, business, and science notes today. Popular Science, Austin's favorite publication, is no longer being offered as a magazine.
Dead gummit.
The 151-year-old publication printed its last physical copy in 2018, but a digital version has been available since then. But now owner Recurrent Ventures is ending that after more than a century and a half of covering science, technology, and nature.
And a California company is one step closer to a medical breakthrough to extend the life of man's best friend. Researchers created a drug called Loyal that they hope will help dogs live longer, and they just hit a new milestone. The FDA sent a letter saying that it agrees with the data provided that shows the drug's effectiveness. Dogs would get a shot or pill every 3 to 6 months. Both could be ready as early as 2026.
Also, Google's former CEO says AI could endanger humanity within the decade. In an interview at Axios' AI Plus Summit, Eric Schmidt said AI development is similar to the development of nuclear weapons at the end of World War II. He says the dangers of AI begin when, quote, the computer can start to make its own decisions to do things, including discovering weapons. So,
right. Yeah, I mean, I guess on paper.
I don't know.
Well, the advancement of AI is kind of lumped in with like the advancement of robots, right? You know, you always have people saying robots are going to take over the world one day.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like we've seen like robot humanoid figures be developed or whatever, and now we're seeing it with AI. I don't know if it's going to get that directly dangerous, but we'll see. Hopefully that's
guess we'll find out in 10 years.
Yeah. Suicide deaths are at a record high. According to CDC data, more people die by suicide by suicide in 2022 than any other year on record since at least 1941. While the newest data shows improvement in rates among children and teens, rates for all other age groups have gone up.
Walking is associated with a lower risk of type 2 diabetes, and the speed could determine how much. A new study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine shows brisk walking is linked to a nearly 40% lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes later in life.
And a Colorado hospital is making history. Some workers at Denver Health are among the first to receive the live Ebola vaccine. There are no known outbreaks of the deadly disease at the moment, but officials say that this is a way to prepare in case of one in the future.
All right, and also McDonald's is bringing back the popular adult Happy Meals next month. That's right. The fast food chain is teaming with artist Kerwin Frost to launch the Kerwin Frost Box on December 11th. Each meal will include a choice of Chicken McNuggets or a Big Mac, French fries, a drink, and a special McNugget Buddy collectible. So there you go. Adult Happy Meals back on December 11th.
Yep.
5:45. Right now, we'll get another check of our roads and weather.
So looking at Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there has been a lot to report on so far this evening. And while that is dying down maybe a little bit in some of these places, we still have a lot to get into. If you are traveling northbound on North Davis Highway, just past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10, expect some issues there. It shouldn't hold you up for overly long, but it is still present. Also, Pine Forest Road, this has easily been the worst of the day. If you are traveling northbound, you just got off I-10, traveling towards West 9 Nine Mile Road, or if you're coming from West Nine Mile, traveling southbound.
Yikes.
Yeah. Both lanes very, very heavily taken up at the moment. And on Mobile Highway, if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, we are still seeing backups there.
Yeah.
And Brent Lane, this one was giving us some trouble earlier. If you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway and on Airport Boulevard, westbound towards North Davis, congestion is there at the moment. It's dying down, luckily. And lastly, this was another one we've been covering. If you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street in the Pace Milton areas, trying to get into downtown Milton by going over Blackwater River, that congestion has greatly died down.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at the weather forecast for this evening and overnight. Partly cloudy skies are on tap with a low of 44. Could get into 30s in some spots inland as well. Tomorrow, warming up to around 67. We'll probably be closer to 70 or into the low 70s with partly sunny skies. Rain moves into the forecast Thursday night. Overnight low is just going to be 59. And then showers take over the forecast on Friday and through pretty much the entire weekend. Cloudy and rain. 73 for a high on Friday, 73 on Saturday, 71 on Sunday. So another consistent weather pattern, only involving a little bit warmer temperatures and plenty of rain to look forward to. Taking a look at pop culture notes today. Another one for Austin here. You are a big fan of the Royals. A book on the British royal family is being pulled from shelves after reports that it accidentally revealed the identity of the family member who allegedly questioned Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's son's skin color. That's
Ooh,
right.
Really?
A statement from the Dutch publisher said it was temporarily withdrawing the book. It's called Endgame by Omid Scobie. PA Media reports that a translation error unveiled the family member's identity. So,
yeah, did they ever, like, has it been, like, released to the masses who asked that?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, because that actually, it's funny you made a joke about it, but that actually does interest me because I've heard that story before. And I think it was widely believed that, like, Prince Philip, the late Prince Philip, asked that. And I didn't know if that confirmed it or denied
are
it.
Are you a big fan of the royal family? Are you?
No. I just heard that drama because like, a lot of people hated Prince Philip, like when he kicked the bucket. Like a lot of people were talking about that, and it's like, okay, well, why do you hate Prince Philip? And it just seems like he kind of had like, just seemed like he kind of had like an offensive sense of humor at times. But also, I saw people hinting at that, so. There's no confirmation, I guess, unless this book showed it.
So I'm going to do a little. So you do the next one here. I'm going to read a story of, let's see, page 6 here. Obviously, you can very trustworthy organization. But Piers Morgan is saying living up to a show's name, where he is revealing the names of the two royals. So I will do a little bit of reading here. And then we'll see what we come up with.
Awesome. Thank you. Sean Diddy Combs is stepping down as chairman of his media company, Revolt. The move comes after 3 sexual lawsuits were filed against him, including a lawsuit by a former girlfriend, R&B singer Cassie. She accused Combs of multiple assaults over the course of a decade. The two have since reached a settlement, and Combs has denied all allegations.
All right. So here we go. Piers Morgan uncensored the British broadcaster reveal the names of the two royals who allegedly had concerns about the skin color of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's son,
Archie. There were two, okay.
Which were accidentally mentioned in blah, blah, blah. According to Morgan, the names are King Charles III and Princess Kate Middleton.
Wow, really?
In the book, Scobie claims Markle wrote private letters to Charles naming two royals who took part. Her husband's father, rather. Yeah. That's the king. Naming two royals who took part in an alleged troubling conversation surrounding her and Harry's then unborn son's complexion. In the final edition of the book, Scobie does not name the family members who were said to have questioned the tone of Archie's skin due to libel laws. The published passage reads, even after Meghan and Charles by letter discussed about probable unconscious bias within the family after it was revealed that Redacted took part in such conversations about Archie, Redacted has avoided discussing the subject with Redacted. However, several copies of the book that were translated to Dutch and released in Holland had the names printed. So there are some out there.
Wow.
Which means that if you are one of the lucky Dutch citizens that has a copy of this book, that's probably going to, I would think, go for big bucks, wouldn't it?
Well,
don't
yeah.
you think so?
I mean, definitely, because this is a lot. This drama is very important to a lot of people. But the thing is, man, I mean, okay, so at least some of Prince Philip's legacy has been spared.
I guess so.
Because you would think it would be from someone who is a bit more old-fashioned. So Kate Middleton, that's a big surprise.
I don't know enough about it to opine on whether it is a big surprise
well,
or not.
The thing is, if that's true, Charles, it's like, yeah, he's already kind of a shady guy. But Kate, wow, that cuts deep, man.
Yeah. It would make sense in the rift that Harry and William have had, that it's
yes.
not necessarily about those two, but about the wives.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Joe? Thanks a lot. I am now fully invested.
There you go.
I'm going to be welcome. Following it every step of the way. Now.
That's right. That's what we try to do here on the program. 5:51, we'll take another quick break. Some wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number two. Pensacola right now.
Pensacola businesses are estimated to lose over $20,000 to cybercrimes this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Confirming any change to a financial transaction with a phone call can save time, embarrassment, and especially money when dealing with would-be criminals. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came. His wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail said he.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 5:55 here, we'll get our last traffic and weather update of the hour. So it looks like the majority of Pensacola, the surrounding areas, the places that have been giving us a ton of issues so far tonight, have seemingly died down, but there are still a couple of big hitters in Pensacola in particular. If you are traveling on Pine Forest Road northbound, and especially southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, those are still giving us a ton of issues at the moment. Hopefully that'll clear up. up as we get into our third and final hour of the broadcast. And as for Mobile Highway, if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, that is still causing some issues, but hopefully that should lessen relatively soon.
All right, meteorologist Alan Strum getting us caught up on the weather forecast for tonight.
Chilly weather overnight, but not as cold, with an overnight low in the low 40s or near 40 degrees. We'll see clear skies tonight, and as we head through the day Thursday, a little warmer with highs in the mid-60s, sun and clouds. It continues to warm as we head into Friday and the weekend, but there's a pretty good chance for rain. So we'll start to look for rain late Thursday night, and the rain chance continues Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strum with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
Yeah, right now sitting at 54 degrees, 44 for the overnight low coming up tonight. There was a recent poll done, Austin, that says America's favorite holiday classic to rewatch every year.
All right.
And finishing in the top spot is Home Alone.
Okay.
Not surprising there.
Not at all.
34% of people said that one. Right behind it, 33%, one of your favorites, if not the favorite, A Christmas Story.
That's my second favorite. Number,
okay, I'm sorry. My bad.
No, you're good, buddy.
Charlie Brown Christmas in third, 32%. Mm-hmm. Rudolph in fourth. And Elf finishing in fifth there.
Yes.
26%. And rounding out the top 10, Christmas Vacation, It's a Wonderful Life, The Santa Claus, Miracle on 34th Street, and Die Hard. So,
it's beautiful because that is a list that included basically all of the ones that I enjoy.
Oh, really?
And one of the ones you enjoy?
Okay, hold on a second. First of all, Home Alone was number one. Okay,
yeah.
So that's weighted a lot more heavily.
But you said Home Alone 2.
No. Come on.
Come on. You would not have specified that Home Alone 2 was better than
Home Alone 1. Charlie Brown. I love Home Alone.
But you like Home Alone 2.
I prefer Home Alone 2 better, but that doesn't mean I don't love rewatching Home Alone.
The Santa Claus wasn't on there.
A Charlie Brown Christmas, number 3. That's one that I love.
I like it, too.
So yeah. I have 1 and 3. Rudolph is great. I have 1, 3, and 4.
You didn't put Charlie Brown in your top 3, though.
You have 2 and 5. And then I've got 7. And you don't have... What was your third one?
My third one was Year Without a Santa Claus.
Not even on the top 10.
No, but it is a stop-motion film, which you said doesn't count. And
but
I'm saying it
but
does.
But in this poll, it did.
And you did not put Charlie Brown in your top 3. You had It's a Wonderful Life, and you had Home Alone 2, and then you had another one.
Because I wasn't counting those. Mm-hmm. But in America's poll, they have Charlie Brown Christmas number 3.
Yeah, well, you know what? With this list counting what it counts, my top 3 were its top 3. There. I win. Ha ha. I promise we get along, America. I promise we do.
All right, you know what? You can take care of the rest of the segment.
Okay, yeah. I'll, you know what? I'll take us into wacky and weird headlines. A rare goose has been captured in Los Angeles, 6,000 miles away from its natural habitat. Wildlife officials say that the tundra bean goose... I'm sorry, I'm laughing about earlier. Wildlife officials say that the tundra bean goose was hanging around Magic Johnson Park on the city's south side. Apparently, it is native to Siberia. Wow, it traveled a good ways, didn't it? Are you reading the next one?
I'm staging a silent protest.
Okay. New Jersey's humorous holiday traffic signs are being resurrected for the season. In the past, the neon signs said things like, only Rudolph should be lit, drive high, get DWI. That certainly caught drivers' attention, but it also got the attention of the Federal Highway Administration. It called the signs too distracting and ordered them to be taken down last year. But now they're up again, and the message is toned down a bit. One sign says, reckless drivers are worse than fruitcake, while another says, Santa's watching, put down the phone.
I bet you love fruitcake, Austin.
Actually, I can't say I've ever had it with 100% certainty. It's all right.
All right. 5:59. One more good story here. A woman in New Hampshire accidentally threw her wedding ring in the trash.
Yes.
Didn't realize it until it was already at the dump. But workers managed to find it for her, and luckily, when they did, she was lucky they had some experience because they found 3 rings for people in the past couple of years, and they say this one was extra lucky because it was going into the incinerator in about 15 minutes.
My goodness.
Until they were notified and found it. So very cool there. 5:59, that'll do it for us for hour number 2. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up next. And we're back in 12 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today, November 29th, 2023.